It's muffed. New blood is in the building. Let's see what they did with the picks. This is the Dolphins 2026 draft recap. Muffed. Welcome back to Muffed. The Miami Dolphins walked out of the 2026 draft with 13 picks and one theme. General manager John Eric Sullivan and head coach Jeff Hafley kept circling back to physicality and versatility. No top 10 selection, no first round edge, no quarterback. Sullivan said the board didn't fall that way and he likes the room with Malik Willis and Quinn Ewers. What Miami got instead was a trenches and receivers haul with a clear identity. Bigger, faster, tougher. Start up front, Miami's 2025 passing offense gave up 38 sacks and finished with minus 4.8 total passing, expected points added, league average inefficiency on a quarterback room that needed help, and pick 12 is the help. Caden Proctor, Alabama tackle, 21 years old, relative athletic score of 8.79. That's a 0 to 10 grade comparing combine and pro day testing to every player at his position since 1987. An 8.79 puts Proctor in the top 12% of offensive tackles ever measured. Hafley was explicit that Proctor gets looks at both guard and tackle in the spring. Quote, the job is to get the best five on the field, end quote. Texas guard DJ Campbell followed at pick 200, a 7.89 relative athletic score for interior competition. Then Miami absolutely smashed the pass catching room. Three receivers, two tight ends, and the day two trio is where the money went. Pick 75, Texas Tech's Caleb Douglas, 53 catches, 830 yards, 7 touchdowns, 5th in the Big 12 in receiving yards, and a 9.49 relative athletic score, top 5% at the position. Pick 87, Ohio State tight end Will Kaczmarek, modest box score at 15 catches for 168 yards, but a predicted points added per play of plus 0.80, the college equivalent of NFL expected points added. Specialist role, high leverage. Pick 94 is the production headliner, Louisville's Chris Bell, 72 catches, 917 yards, 6 touchdowns, a total predicted points added of plus 57.07, smashed it territory in the ACC, 4th in the conference in receptions, and 28th nationally. Day 3 piled on. Missouri's Kevin Coleman Jr. at 177, 66 catches, 732 yards in the SEC, taken specifically for explosiveness and returnability. Mississippi State tight end Sadu Traore at 180, 35 catches, 372 yards, 5 touchdowns, a 9.42 relative athletic score, and a Sullivan quote that does the work. A, quote, raw athletic ball of clay, end quote. Flip to defense, Miami's run defense gave up 2,269 rushing yards and a positive 19.94 rushing. Expected points added allowed in 2025. Real points bleeding on the ground. And the answer was three linebackers. The headliner is pick 43, Texas Tech's Jacob Rodriguez, 122 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, a 9.61 relative athletic score, top 4% ever tested. Sullivan called it best player available over need, established starters be damned. Day 3 added Texas's Trey Moore at 130 with a 9.47 relative athletic score, and Pittsburgh's Kyle Lewis at 138 with 79 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks. Hafley's framing was the tell. Quote, can he play outside backer? Can he play inside backer? Can you insert him in different spots on the field? End quote. Tweeners by traditional scouting. Weapons in this scheme. The pass defense got 3 picks, headlined by the other first rounder. Miami's 2025 pass defense allowed a positive 69.7 passing, expected points added even with 39 sacks, a real hole. And pick 27 is the down payment. San Diego State corner Chris Johnson, 21 years old, 47 tackles, 7 pass breakups, 9th in his conference in deflections, and a relative athletic score of 9.85, top 2% of corners ever measured. Hafley said Johnson was one of his favorite players in the class, wouldn't have been surprised to see him go earlier, and emphasized he can win at all three levels and play inside. Texas safety Michael Toffee came at 158, 70 tackles, a 7.85 relative athletic score, tone setter without elite ball production. The final selection, pick 238, was Iowa edge Max Llewellyn, 9 tackles for loss, 6 sacks, an 8.53 relative athletic score, and a Hafley call out for, quote, toughness and rugged play style, end quote. That's the right swing that late. Pick of the draft, make the case for Proctor at 12 on position value. Make the case for Bell on per snap production. The pick is Chris Johnson at 27. Cornerback is the position where athletic profile most reliably translates to NFL impact, and a 9.85 is a different stratosphere. The testing band that historically separates high-end starters from depth. Pair that with a Halfley defense built on versatility and a three-level corner who can also play inside is the rare piece you don't have to scheme around. Youngest of the premium picks, highest athletic grade in the class, tightest value versus need overlap on the board. Foundational. The biggest thing to watch in 2026 is whether the front seven can cash the check Sullivan and Halfley wrote. Three linebackers in one day three edge, but no premium pass rusher on days one or two, and that positive 69.7 passing expected points added isn't going away on bye. The bet is that Halfley's scheme generates pressure from disguise and movement with Rodriguez, Moore, and Luis rather than from a single dominant edge. If it works, this class is a foundation. If it doesn't, Johnson is going to be asked to cover for a pass rush that didn't get the resources. Either way, Sullivan got his wired right players, Halfley got his chess pieces, now they coach it up. That's the Dolphins 2026 draft. See you next week on Muffed.
Muffed! That's the Dolphins 2026 draft class.
Two things before you go. One, if you want a weekly recap for the Dolphins when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Dolphins feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.